My name is Ken Cribb, and I am standing up. It's my privilege to welcome you to this wonderful occasion at the National Constitution Center on behalf of Philadelphia Society President Roger Ream. Tonight's dinner is co-sponsored by three long-standing allies of the Society: the Fund for American Studies, represented by Roger and also Randy Teague; the Young Americas Foundation, headed by Ron Robertson and represented tonight by Jim Taylor, one of my oldest friends and closest allies in the conservative movement; and also by ISI, and we're here in strength tonight, I'm glad to say. In fact, ISI helped found the Philadelphia Society. It's why it is the Philadelphia Society, because that's where our headquarters were in those days, back in 1964. I don't know how I was chosen as Master of Ceremonies as one of the three organizations sponsoring tonight, but I am accustomed to being mystified by the operations of the Philadelphia Society. When then-Secretary Don Lipset asked if I would serve as president of the Society in the 1990s, I told him, "Well, yes, Don, I'd be honored. What do I have to do to stand for election?" He said, "Oh, nothing." And I said, "Well, okay, how do I know I've been elected?" He says, "Well, your name will appear first on the list of officers." And I said, "All right, but who draws up the list, Don?" He says, "Now that we don't know." Before dinner, we're going to proceed to a very special program on the work of Forrest MacDonald, featuring the brand new Festschrift in his honor, History on Proper Principles, published by ISI Books. And thanks to the a good discount from ISI and the generosity of Forrest and Ellen, they've all been provided for you tonight. You're going to love it. Two of your speakers this weekend, Angelo Codavia and Paul Kanger, or forthcoming authors for ISI Books, so you'll see that in our fall catalog. And I think Brian Dimitrovic was also here, and his book, Iconoclast, is being very well received. We are so pleased that the historic relationship between ISI and the Philadelphia Society is continuing strong and growing stronger with this wonderful alliance with ISI Books. In their introduction to History on Proper Principles, the editors, Steve Klugowitz and Lenore Ely, point out that Forrest MacDonald agreed with Alexander Hamilton that an enumerated list of rights, such as the first eight amendments in the Bill of Rights, actually works to restrict rights. Edmund Burke put it this way in the Reflections: "The moment you abate anything from the full rights of men, each to govern himself, and suffer any artificial positive limitation on those rights, from that moment, the whole organization of government becomes a consideration of convenience. This it is which makes the constitution of a state and the due distribution of its powers a matter of the most delicate and complicated skill." Now, to tell us of the delicate and complicated skill of one of the truly eminent historians of our age, it is a pleasure to turn the program over to historian, academic leader of Hillsdale College. In fact, he was so successful at Hillsdale College, John Wilson, that they gave him an extra L for his last name. And also past president of the Philadelphia Society, my old friend and ally, Father John Wilson.